I'm glad to be here this morning. Beautiful day. About a week ago, Brother Ernie called me. Well, I was outside working and I had came in. I was running the chainsaw and I couldn't hardly hear the phone. And I picked it up and I looked at it and I said, glass. I know what he wants. I said, yes, but I didn't intend to. Greetings from the Collinston, Louisiana Ecclesia. I've been asked to talk about the 25th commandment of Christ, which says, take Christ for an example and follow his steps. This is the reason why we are here. It's the center point and focus of all the Bible schools, all of them that I've been to. I want you to look at these scriptures that I've been asked to present. These scriptures speak to us. They have very little need for explanation. And if you will, turn to Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 through 12. This is the Sermon on the Mount, and Christ was talking to his disciples. Matthew 5, 10 through 12. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. When we read these scriptures, the first thing we think of is Christ. Then maybe Paul, when he was in prison and singing hymns. And also we remember that Paul tells us to be followers of him as he is a follower of Christ. And also we think about ourselves and our actions in our daily life. We may think about the future of our lives as this nation we live in becomes more godless. Turn over to Mark chapter 8. Verses 34 through 38. This is Jesus, and he's with a great multitude of people and his disciples. Mark 8, 34 through 38. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with his holy angels. Jesus carried his cross to death. What is our cross but to deny ourselves and not to save our life, to gain what the world has to offer, and it's only for a season. Now look at Luke chapter 9, verses 18 through 27. And it came to pass, as he was alone praying, his disciples were with him, and he asked them, saying, whom say the people that I am? They answering said, John the Baptist, but some say Elias, and others say, that one of the old prophets is risen again. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Peter answering said, the Christ of God. And he straightly charged them and commanded them to tell no man that thing, saying, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be slain and raised the third day. Why did he tell them not to tell anybody? Could it be he wanted them to tell like it was a secret. A lot of times when you tell people not to tell things, that's the first thing they want to do. But I don't think that's what he was doing. It could have been to keep his identity unknown to the authorities that might hinder his mission. Also, there would be some that would try to make him king, and maybe because he didn't want to rush the time until he accomplished his work. The scribes and Pharisees would have been jealous and protective of their positions. And it was because he didn't desire the pedestal he would have been put on. We are told to not put our alms before men. If you're a jealous person, we forget. If you're not a jealous person, we forget how jealous people really are. We need to listen and heed all of the instructions and examples given to us. Heeding the example will give us fewer stripes to contend with. Jesus knew he was to lose his life, and he tells his followers not to save their life, but to lose it for his sake. At the same time, we are to be wise as serpents, but harmless as doves. And he said to them all, that's continuing with verse 23, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. But I tell you of a truth, there will be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God. This verse tells us that some would not know they were going to receive death after the judgment. This speaks to us as we have time to work on what Christ is teaching, so that we will not taste of that eternal death. Turn over to 1 Peter 2, 20 through 24. This instructs us to submit to others. For what glory is it when you be buffeted for your faults, you shall take it patiently. But if, when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. Christ was buffeted and scourged and had no faults. He could do his Father's will. We have to learn to be buffeted for our faults, and when we are not at fault, to take it patiently. It is his desire that we learn his example. It is our nature to not allow ourselves to be buffeted. And why? Because of our pride. Verse 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Jesus also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow in his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his body, in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Let's look at 1 Peter 3, 8 through 18. This is in reference to Christ and suffering. 1 Peter 3, 8 through 18. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing. That's what comes natural to us. But contrariwise, blessing, knowing that you were thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you, if ye be followers of that which is good? But, and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. Be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. If we are able to give an answer, we profess him. If we can't, we are denying him. Our example is to learn to be a teacher and tell others the good news. Another example, if you don't think you could be a teacher, maybe a salesman. He has to know and believe that his product is the best to be able to close his sale. Likewise, if we study and know Jesus and his will, it'll be automatic for us to profess him. He will deny us if we don't do these things, as he has commanded. Remember commandment number 25. Take Christ for an example and follow in his steps. Verse 16. Having a good conscience that, whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. For it is better if the will of God be so, that ye suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. And now 1 Peter 4, 1 and 2. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. And 1 John 2, verses 1 through 6. This speaks of the believer's life in Christ. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. In closing, brothers, sisters, friends, and young people, do we strive to follow Jesus, or is it just something we think or talk about and don't actually do? Thank you.